If you are not happy with the government, you should not go and revenge. You should correct what the government is making as a mistake. But you should not go and revenge against your people, the very people that you will come and rule tomorrow. So I'm really shocked. And it is the same situation what happened in 2013. It is happening now with our people. So I'm really alarmed. And you know, I've not been feeling very well because of how I see my country going like that.
Yes. Now, according to you, what should really be done now? What is the solution to these issues that is going on?
This is what I'm asking myself. As leader, I must ask myself why my people are dying now. What is it? If we say today we embrace peace, we call our people and say that, okay, we made a mistake as leaders. Let us come back and see where did we go wrong. Because, you know, when you get lost, when you are on a journey and you get lost on the way, you don't proceed. You go back and see where did you lose the direction.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can, you lost the direction so that now you can be able to know and go. But for us, we miss our road, but we are proceeding.
Yes, and with the turn of events now in the country, we have been following the situation now. What do you think will be really the game changer now? What will be the game changer? What will put all this back on track?
For me, I've been really, as a mother of South Sudan, I've been really very confused about how we will go, we'll do this situation. The situation of 2013 was very different than this situation today. And it is a very complex situation now, as we are speaking. The turn that the situation in South Sudan has taken is very difficult. So it's peace. There's nothing that we should call for. It's to call for peace and then see how genuine we can bring this to unrest. But as leaders, we are clinging to our tribe. We are dividing our people along the line. The issue of a leader or a politician saying that one man, one vote, or one woman, one vote, we left it. It is one tribe against the other tribe. So this is what is happening now in the country. So for us, it's to sit down as leaders and forgive one another and call for our people so that they can come back and take the peace genuinely, because it is not too late. But how it can be done now, the way it is going, it's going to be very difficult.
Yes, and you were here in Juba for some time, and then you also went back to exile. As you and your group now, what is your role? What are you doing to ensure that at least peace comes back to the country? Is there any engagement that you've been up to of late in trying to bring peace to the country?
Maybe I'm not in exile. I came because, you know, I had some family issues. My daughter was going to school because, you know, I believe in that peace. So when I finish with these issues, or family issues, I'll be going back to Juba because I want to see into it that this peace has to hold. What we need to do is to make an agreement holistic so that everybody is inclusive. But if you say that you want to make peace with the other group while the other group is still out, then it is a problem. Even when Dr. Rie came to Juba, those of Ulan were not part of the agreement. They did not come. That one also posed the danger to the agreement. But I wanted to tell you that I'm not in exile. I came because I have family issues. My daughter was going to school. I have one of my daughters sick. So I'm resolving my problem, but I'm coming to Juba. Then I'm not in any group. I'm a mother to service. I'm a mother of everybody. Those who are killing their brothers, those who are being killed, these are all my people. And that's why I'm appealing to those people who are doing this. What they are doing is not good, and it will never stop.
All right.
You will kick other one out, and then you come in, the other one also will take gun and revenge against you. It will never stop. What we need to do is to correct our country. We should not be revenging against one another. And if we say that, okay, our government has not done a correct thing, we need to correct it by mistake. We need to do a good thing so that you bring people. You bring population. Killing of civilians does not resolve problems. As Madam Rebecca, I always say that a tribe does not put food on the table for me, does not pay the school fees for my children. It's what I do. As Madam Rebecca will make my tribe what my tribe is. It's not the tribe which is making me what I am. Because the tribe, the name, does not educate me. I'm being educated by my mother, by my father, and all these things. Those issues of tribalism where people run back to their tribe is not correct. We are all Southern Sudanese, and we should be proud of our all the colors of nationality that we have in our country. And then also we should be proud of our nation. So instead of dividing ourselves along this line, it will never stop. It will go down up to your children. accept it. It does not stop. It's better for us not to start as leaders. If there are leaders who are instigating this, it's not correct. It's not correct. Mistake is another mistake.
Finally, just to the ordinary citizen out there who is listening to the program, what message do you have for them?
I wanted to tell our people that let us have a high hope. Don't let us lose hope, because this hope made us to achieve our peace of liberation. This is the war of liberation ended because our people had high hope. We have to be. We have to pray that everything will come to an end. Everything has an end. So people of South Sudan should abandon going back to their tribes. They should always. Who's going to look at my back if I'm not having Barry behind me? If I don't have Zande behind me? If I don't have Nuer and Dinka? I'm a proud Southern Sudanese. Before I go to my tribe, I'm a Southern Sudanese, and then now I go back to my tribe. So I wanted to tell ourselves, nobody will come from outside to come and correct our country except ourselves. So I wanted to tell my people, please, let us abandon where we are being taken by the leaders, but let us see our own future, and it is us who will fix our country.